Amazing. Thank you, Helen and Annabelle. I love Holy Week. I think it's amazing. There's so many incredible stories during Holy Week. And it's fantastic that we get each year to look at them and be part of them. And each week, spend this whole week thinking about the amazing story of Jesus. And I love stories. I really love stories, especially like this one. And the thing I love to do with stories is imagine I was there. Imagine I was part of that story and put myself... I do it with all stories, like whether it's Hollywood blockbusters. I love being superheroes. I'm going to be there at Holiday Club. I love putting myself in the story, and especially in Bible passages. I love imagining as if I was there, as if I was part of that crowd for our story today on Palm Sunday. But I'm struggling to imagine it, I'm being honest. The only time I've ever come close in my life to being in a story like this was a few years ago at the London Olympics. Who went out and saw the torch relay? Fantastic. I went out in my hometown. I was there, and I was part of the crowd. We were cheering as a person ran by with a torch in their hand. But I'm struggling because it was kind of different. I don't think Jesus was preceded by a Coca-Cola lorry. And I definitely don't think there was a Samsung lorry at that time. I don't think they had mobile phones. And so I'm struggling to imagine, and imagine I was there in that story. So I was wondering if you'd help me. I was wondering if you'd help me and all of you to join in being part of this story. So what we're going to do, we're all going to stand and we're going to line the aisle. Okay, all of us stand, everyone jump up onto your feet and move to the aisle. Make sure we still have the gangway so I can walk up and down it and things. Get to the side. Everyone, you can climb on chairs. Kids, if you want to go on parents' shoulders, go for that. That's amazing. So we need to make sure we have the gap so I can walk down, so Jesus can come down. So everyone in, you come. Make sure we've got loads of room. Because you're part of the crowd of this Easter story, okay? Jesus is about to come by, and you hear us. Everyone get close in, climb on chairs, go on shoulders, so you can get a view of Jesus as he comes in, okay? This is fantastic, brilliant. Okay, so, okay, we have the crowd, we have the road, we're missing Jesus, okay? I need two volunteers, a parent and child, and the parent needs to have a good back to be able to do piggybacks. Anyone? Well, you're already ready to go, so do you want to come up here? Come up here. Brilliant. So, here is your lovely costume.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Okay. So now we have a donkey and Jesus. Brilliant. Okay, so we've got the crowd, we have the road, we have the donkey and Jesus. Brilliant. Okay, so your job as the crowd is to cheer as Jesus and the donkey come by, okay? So everyone ready? Everyone got their best cheering voice on? Okay, so I'm going to count down to three because I want to get into the crowd and be part of it. So after three, come down, okay? So everyone ready to cheer and shout? I'm going to come over here. So after three, one, two, wait. Wait a minute, I forgot one thing, okay. So a part of the stories we heard, they had palm branches, and they were waving palm branches and things above their head, and some even put their cloaks down. So if you've got streamers, wave a if you've got a news sheet, wave a news sheet, anything like that. So we're going to shout and cheer, wave palm branches, we've got the roads, we've got the donkey, and pillows, great, this is amazing, okay. So again, I'm going to count down to three, okay, I'm going to count to three, and after three, come down, okay, are you ready? Here we go. I think we've got a thing. One, two, wait, I forgot something again. I'm being really forgetful. We've got something. They didn't just shout and cheer, they shouted something really particular, didn't they? Does anyone remember what it was? Go for it. What was it? Hosanna. They shouted, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Okay, so we're going to shout that, okay? So let's practice. Let's start with just Hosanna, okay? So after three, one, two, three.
Hosanna!
Brilliant, you're doing good. And then it was, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Okay, you got that? After three, one, two, three.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Brilliant. And the last bit, blessed is the King of Israel. Okay, one, two, three.
Blessed is the King of Israel.
Okay, let's try that all together. So all three. One, two, three. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Brilliant, we got it. Okay, so we've got the road, we've got the crowd, we've got donkey and Jesus, we've got palm branches-ish, and we know what to shout. Okay, after three, are you ready, okay? Let me get in. One, two, wait. I forgot one thing. Like, if I was an actor, I'd be a method actor. I'd really want to get into the role and imagine what it would be like to be the crowd, okay? So to help us understand, we've got to understand that the crowd thought Jesus was the Messiah. this person called the Messiah who had come, and they believed that the Messiah would come and get rid of their oppressors, in this case were the Romans, but also that he would restore Jewish order and custom in Jerusalem, but also beyond that, into the whole world. This Messiah was a human who would come and be their king and reign over all of them and over the whole world. But not only that, in part of their set prayers every day, they prayed 3 times a day for the Messiah to come. Okay, so this is someone, we believe this is the Messiah. We've been praying 3 times a day, not only us, but our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. We've been praying every day, 3 times a day, for this person to come. And we believe he's going to come. So it's like all that energy and excitement of this person going to come. And we've got a road and crowds, donkey Jesus, palm branches, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, blessed is the King of Jesus. I think we've got everything, I promise, we've got everything. Okay, so after three, everyone ready? 1, 2, 3, go! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Let's go again. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Woo! Yes! Jesus has arrived in Jerusalem. Thank you so much. Let's stay here though, because this is an amazing story. But this road was involved a lot more in this story sorry for walking than just today. Because in less than a week, down this same road, Jesus walked back from Jerusalem to the Garden of Gethsemane with his friends, his best friends, and he went there and he prayed for us, and he prayed that we'd be united as one. But in fact, down this same road also came Judas, one of his friends, but with Judas came soldiers. Soldiers who came to arrest Jesus. And they did, and they got to the Garden of Gethsemane and arrested him. And they tied his hands and they took him into Jerusalem to be tried before Herod and Pilate. And even though they couldn't find anything to convict him, he was condemned to death anyway. And they condemned him to death on a cross, the worst type of punishment that they could think of as Romans. And so down a road, just like this one, Jesus carried his cross out of Jerusalem. But this time there was a crowd. But instead of less than a week ago when they were cheering and shouting him, they were shouting horrible things at him. They were mocking him. And it may not have been the whole same crowd, but some of them would have been the same. In less than a week, they had turned against him, booing, shouting horrible things at him. Less than a week, and these people have changed. They decided that they don't like Jesus anymore because he wasn't who he thought he wasn't who they thought he would be. So outside Jerusalem, on a cross, he suffered a painful death and he died. And on the cross, his last words were, "It is finished." And they didn't get what that meant. But what it meant was, what he came to do was finished. It was over. Because on the cross, they were free from their greatest oppressor. And so are we. Our sin. The things we do wrong that separate us from God. And Jesus on the cross, dying, takes away our sin. If we choose. But the thing is, the story's not over. Because down a road just like this one, a few days after Jesus died on the cross, Mary Magdalene walked to the tomb where Jesus was buried, carrying perfumes and scents and spices to make sure Jesus' body didn't stink out of the place. But when she got there, the stone that was rolled and covered the tomb had been rolled away, and Jesus' body wasn't there. And so she ran back to Jesus' friends, ran as fast as she could to tell them what had happened, because she knew that the fact that Jesus' body wasn't there meant that he had risen to life, and all that he had said in his life to them was true. And so back ran John and Peter to see for themselves, and they saw that it was empty. And in fact, Mary met Jesus that day, the risen Lord Jesus. And they realized that all that he had talked about was true. And it's still true for us today. The thing is, the crowd that were there on Palm Sunday, they had the wrong idea of who Jesus was. Their expectations of who he was weren't met up, because he didn't come to do what they expected. He came to do something else, something different, to give them life. But because it wasn't what they expected, some of them turned against him. And so, for us, we have that same question of, actually, what is our expectation of who Jesus has come to be and when we welcome him? And the thing I love about Holy Week is that, like I said, there are so many amazing stories. But the thing is, we often focus on the highlight acts, the Palm Sunday, the Good Friday and the cross and the tomb. But actually, so much more happens in this week. Jesus says so many other things which are incredibly challenging. Jesus washes his best friend's feet and asks us to be a servant, asks us to not put ourselves first. He talks about the Holy Spirit and the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives and how he's come to support us, enable us to live a life for Jesus. He talks about how we should be united, and when he prays for us, he calls us to be united. He says he is the only way to get to the Father. He says really hard things. And the thing is, when we come to Holy Week, we need to ask ourselves, are we welcoming the Jesus who he says he is? Or are we welcoming this idea that we have a Jesus, that he's come to save our sins and take away our sins, and that's great, and then leave us to a normal life and we can live it however we like? But actually, there's so much more to that. And what I'd love us to do is just this week on our own, read all the other stories in Holy Week. Read all the other things that Jesus says, so then when we come to Easter Sunday in a week's time, we can have a real idea of actually what it means that Jesus died for us and what he calls us to do in light of that. So, like I said, the real question is, are we welcoming the right Jesus? Are we welcoming who he says he is or who we think he is? Amen.